Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Hei, Nedarim 75a, pagination is 149, Masnisin in the middle of the page, a new Mishnah. Ha'omer le'ishto, a person tells his wife, Kol ha'nedarim she'taduri mikan ad she'ovo mimakom ploni, any vow that you make, from the time I leave town until I come back, harein kayomin, it should be valid. He's affirming the vow, which will mean that they will take effect, and he will not later be able to negate them. Lo omar klof. The Mishnah says his words are meaningless, and when he hears about the vow, he's still able to negate them. In other words, you can't make a preemptive attempt to be mekayim the neder. First, the neder has to be made, and then you can be mekayim it. The Mishnah continues, Harei hein mufarin, if in the same case he's leaving town, and he wants to say it should be negated, any vow that you make from the time I leave town until I come back, should be mufar. Rabbi Eliezer omer mufar, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can negate it preemptively, v'chachamim omrim eina mufar. And the chachamim say, you can't negate preemptively. Now, it's clear from the Mishnah that everybody agrees that you cannot be mekayim, affirm the neder preemptively, but in the case of negating, it's a machlokas. And we can understand that better based on the next two lines. Omar Rabbi Loza says, the reason that I hold you could negate preemptively is im hafer nedarim sheba'u lechlal iser, if it's possible to negate vows that have already become prohibited, that's pretty strong. They're already effective vows, and I can undo them. Lo yafer nedarim shelo ba'u lechlal iser. Shouldn't I be able to negate vows that have not yet taken effect? I already make it impossible for them to land. If I could undo them once they're here, I should be able to enable them, or disable them, really, that they should not take effect. A little bit like the expression, an ounce of prevention is the same as a pound of cure. If this negating thing is powerful enough to cure the problem after the iser took effect, it should be powerful enough to prevent the vow from taking effect. Going back to our question, why is it that by hafara, undoing the vow, there's a machlokas where Rabbi Eliezer takes the position that it is possible to do preemptive, but in the case of mekayim, to affirm a vow, everybody agrees that you can't affirm a vow preemptively. The reason, as the Mefarshim explain, is very simple, because there is no kal vachomer. When it comes to affirmation, there's nothing so astounding about what you're doing. The woman made a vow, and you affirmed it. Right? By hafara, there's something astounding going on. She made a vow and you're going to undo the existing vow. That shows strength. Such strength that we make a kal vachomer over here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you can undo the vow even before it hits. But when it came to affirmation, there's nothing astounding and very strong about your affirmation. You're both going in the same direction. She said the vow and you agreed to the vow. And therefore, everybody agrees, lacking a kal vachomer of any sort, that when it comes to hakama, you're not able to preemptively be making it. When it came to hafara, there was a kal vachomer. Rabbi Loza holds of the kal vachomer, and he holds you could preemptively be mefer the nedarim. Amru lo, the chachamim responded to Rabbi Eliezer and said, Hareyu omer, even if you have a kal vachomer, but the pasuk says, "Isha yekimenu v'isha yeferenu." The husband should be able to affirm it or negate it. Esha ba lechlal hakeim ba lechlal hafer. Only something that could be affirmed can be negated. Lo ba lechlal hakeim, but if it can't be affirmed, lo ba lechlal hafer, it can't be negated. And therefore, we hold that even though you have a very nice kal vachomer, an astounding kal vachomer, taking note of the power of negating a vow, and certainly you should be able to negate a vow before it's even a vow, before it's even born, but the Gzeres HaKosov is to compare hakama to hafara, negating and affirming are going to be the same, and they have to follow the same parameters, and therefore preemptive doesn't work for either. On Amud Beis, we find a fascinating argument that's made against Rabbi Eliezer with his concept of preemptive hafara to negate the neder preemptively. Five lines from the bottom. Amru lo l'Rabbi Eliezer, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Uma mikveh shema'ale es hatameya mitum oson, consider a mikveh that raises a person who's tamei from his tumah and makes him tahor, ritually pure again. Ein matzel ala tahorim militamei, but it's not going to save a tahor person from becoming tamei. What's the argument here? So the Ran has two approaches. One approach, you could see on the top of the next page, second line towards the end of the line, Sheim Toval Ba'odo Tahor. If a person immersed himself when he's Tahor, he's ritually pure right now, but he's preemptively immersing himself, Lo Ma'anya Le Tevila Shelo Yova Li De Tumo Im Yiga Achakach B'Sheretz, it's not going to help him if afterwards he touches the certain dead animal body that would require him to immerse himself in mikveh. Going to mikveh early doesn't help you. And therefore the argument here is that doing a hafara before there is the neder, comparable to before there is the tumah, is not going to protect you. Another approach, which can be found in the Ran, moving down as the lines get thin before they get wide. So, five lines up from the medium wide. The Ran writes, even though a mikvah can take someone from being tamei to being tahar, a matzel ala tahora mili tamei, but it can't protect a tahor person from becoming tamei if he's touching a sheretz. And this is the case we talk about, tovel v'sheretz biyado, a person goes to mikvah and he's holding the dead body of the animal in his hand as he goes to mikvah. The fact that he remains in contact with the dead body causes him to remain tamei or to become tamei if he wasn't tamei yet, regardless of the fact that he's totally immersed in the mikvah. The mikvah doesn't help him, because he's touching the problem. And over here also, the Gemara continues and explains that it's not based on kal vachomers here. If something did not yet take place, then you can't undo it. V'lav bekula v'chumra tali, and it's not dependent on kal vachomers. Again, in the case of hakama, everybody agrees you can't do it preemptively. In the case of hafara, we're describing a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.